B. Mitch and Finley, high noon on the East Coast. We're live in Philly and being joined now, in progress, WIP in Philadelphia. What's up, fellas?
All right, let's go down to 106.7 The Fan. Our friends down there, Brian Mitchell, J.P. Finley, joining us right now to talk some Eagles, Commanders. Brian, J.P., how we doing today?
B. Mitch!
We're good, man. How
y'all doing?
Great,
what's up,
man?
You? What's up?
How you doing, man? Hey, B. Mitch, hey, I got to ask right out the gate, man. Do you feel in a game like this, I know you're a Commodore, but are you a little torn, man, when it comes
to damn Commodore's a commander, man.
I know they gave you the nice varsity jacket when they broke it out and everything, but are you torn between the Commodores and the Eagles, man?
I'm not necessarily torn, man. I have love for both teams, but you know what? I pull for the Commanders. I work with them. You know, I'm there 24/7. It's kind of hard to not pull for the team that you're working for and put money in your pocket.
Yeah, they put that. You know that bread is butter. No question about that.
Oh yeah, but like the question I would ask y'all. I know in previous years you were not concerned about Washington coming in.
No, I'm gonna tell you. Be honest with you.
How are things now?
I wasn't concerned about you in this year until Joe kept telling me. He's like, "Hey, man, the Commodores, they look like they're going to be all right." He said, "They look like they're going to be all right." I'm like, "Man, no, they're not."
They laughed at me, guys.
No, I laughed because I'm like, they got a rookie quarterback. But now, hey, B. Mitch, now I'm looking
like, damn. Hold on now.
He looked bona fide.
Joe, see, he's yapping. Now, last year, he was scared as hell when the Commanders came up and played. And this is a better team than it was last year.
What are you doing, Hugh? You were scared of the Sam Howell team?
I don't know what he's talking about.
That team stunk.
I don't know what B-Man's talking about.
I believe B-Man. All right, so let me ask you guys. So in the summer, I had you guys on my radar because it felt to me like it had some elements of last year's Texans. Rookie quarterback, new coach, some vets you guys brought in. So I thought you guys could be pretty good. Now you're better than I even thought. But when did it hit you? Did you guys realize you had something in September? Was it in training? Like, when did you realize, like, oh, wow, they might be good now?
Well, I felt Jaden was showing a lot. But still, I'm the type of guy, JP will tell you, that I'm always like, well, you got to show me a little more. But after the fourth game, I was like, okay, this dude's special.
For me, I mean, we learned a lot about Jaden just kind of through training camp, watching him.
Yeah.
And you really notice, damn, this kid does not turn the ball over. And I've seen enough rookie and young and bad quarterbacks, you know, covering this Burgundy and Gold team over the years, that what always happens with rookies and young guys is they turn it over, even in camp, right?
Yeah.
And so you notice, like, wow, this kid really doesn't do that. And then to me, where you realize they might really have something was the week 3 Monday nighter in Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he made that throw late in that game to McLaurin in the corner in the end zone, you're like, damn, this kid is legit. When did you guys think Washington might have something?
That was the one, right, Hugh? When they went down, they beat the Bengals, and he threw that pretty pass to McLaurin back in the end zone. That was like, woo! Yeah.
No, you know what it was for me? It's like, because I haven't really seen too many full games. It's like in the small sampling sizes. Like, he gets the ball out of his hands quick. And that's the first thing that I said to Joe. I'm like, damn, he get the ball out quick. Like, he's not indecisive where he wants to go with the football. And when it almost looked to me, B-Mitch, like when he reads the field, he reads it quickly. He processes the information quickly, and the ball is gone. And as a defender, I'm looking like, damn, he doesn't look like a rookie. He's getting that ball out of his hands quick.
Yeah, that's called virtual reality.
I heard that. Yep. He like virtually plays the games in a headset or something.
Yeah,
he started doing it in college. Last year at LSU en route to the Heisman Trophy, where he was just incredible and has continued to do it. I think you also got to credit Cliff Kingsbury, the play caller, and I think they built a really friendly system for him. But, dude, another guy that, frankly, I think Sirianni scapegoated him.
No, you better not say it. Don't you get on this radio station.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Don't be trying to give nobody their flowers and we just
You guys tried to run Brian Johnson out of town, and I think he is absolutely helping. He is absolutely helping with Jaden Daniels. And if you look at his track record with young quarterbacks, it speaks for itself, and I think he's a big factor in this.
So what you saying?
Is it the Brian Johnson revenge game tonight?
What you saying about our quarterback, though? What you saying about the quarterback up here? Because that's
he's a great player. I'm not saying anything about Jalen. I'm saying Sirianni tried to scapegoat Brian Johnson for last year's problems. That's what I'm saying.
So you say Sirianni is the problem. Okay.
Well, hell, y'all thought so just a couple of weeks ago.
I think that too, yeah.
Hey, B. Mitch. He had a Britney Spears moment, but hey, you know just as well as I do, B-Man. Hey, if it works and if it gets the team winning, then hell, why not? Why not? You got to cut your hair off and act the damn fool and put your hands on some fans in order to win some football games.
No, let's not do that. Let's not go
then,
there.
Then, damn it, I'm okay with that.
Hey, well, you know, if he mess with the fans up here, he may not win that one.
Yeah, they kind of.
Well, that's true.
So I think somebody called him into the office and said, "Yo, don't do that anymore."
No, oh, he definitely got called into the office.
That was an uncomfortable. We're crossing over with the guys down at 106.7 The Fan in DC. Brian Mitchell, JP Finley. All right, guys, we've had fun for minutes. Can we be serious now?
Like, are we going to be serious now?
Well, yeah, I just want to know, like, is the cute story over tonight? Like, this is cute, right?
Oh, you mean the cute story? The Commodores.
Like, this isn't real, right? Like, you guys.
So now we're being serious.
I believe it's real.
3.5 point underdogs. Like, this is the night the Commander season goes back to reality.
Back to life, huh?
The real NFC East champion emerges tonight, right?
Well, I think we're going to find out. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I look at this team when they play. They are far more together than I ever thought they would be. And if anybody on that team is thinking the same thing you all are thinking, then for a rude awakening.
Well, and I'd also add, of this Eagles 5-game win streak, which is impressive. I mean, it stands on its own, but it's not exactly murderer's row in that 5-game win streak.
I could tell in your voice you was about to give us a backhanded compliment.
Yep,
I felt that you guys still haven't played the Ravens and the Steelers, which are two of Washington's losses.
Yeah.
So, and what I'm fascinated by, and I'm asking this sincerely. The first four games where everything was tenuous and people wanted to run Sirianni out of town, Eagles are turning the ball over like crazy. The turnovers have settled down, but in the last 2 weeks, they're back. I know that those have been wins, but what is up with Philly kind of giving the ball away a little bit?
Well, it's been the Hurts issue. I mean, it's really been him. I mean, I know they had the fumble 2 weeks ago that you're referencing against Jacksonville. Saquon, it was a weird play. It was almost like he was down, but they didn't rule him down, and he just popped out. It's been Jalen. I mean, Jalen Hurts has had way too many turnovers this year. In fact, you go back to week one in Brazil, he threw the ball to the Packers probably four or five times. They caught two of them. So it could even be worse. But, yeah, Hugh, it's been much better with Jalen.
Yeah.
Last week he had two, but he had a month where he didn't have any. It seems like it's hot or cold. Like, guys, it wouldn't shock me tonight if he's perfect, clean, no turnovers. It also wouldn't shock me if he throws a pass right at a Commander and it's a matter of if they catch it or not.
Yeah, and I will say this. He has made a conscious effort to try to protect the ball a lot more. But a lot of times when you look at most of those turnovers, it came when he was trying to force the ball somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at the way he's been running and the fact that Saquon's been running so well, he hasn't had those moments where he has to force the ball into anywhere, and that's probably been to his benefit.
We talked about it a little bit last year. I remember when they played here. Was Jalen hurt last year? Because this year he's a different quarterback. Last year he refused to run the ball.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Because we were trying to figure that out. Because there was a stretch where he just looked slower. And then it came out, I forgot, was it his knee or something?
Yeah,
he was dealing with last year.
It as a bone bruise in his knee, but Jalen hates to be on the injury report, guys, so I think they try to downplay things. And last week, they had him out for last Wednesday for rest, and then on Friday, the coach kind of slipped and said he had a sore ankle. So there's always something it feels like with Jalen, but he plays through almost everything. But Brian, he didn't look right last year running the football. You could tell something was bothering him. He looks much faster this year.
From a straight talent perspective, this Philly team is loaded. Like, Brian and I were doing kind of our preview of tonight's game, and I don't know that – it's probably premature to say this now. I don't know that there's a lot of positions where you point to Washington being better than Philly from a straight-up talent perspective. I wonder if maybe down the road you could say quarterback. But, I mean, for you guys, as people that live, breathe Eagles, is this the most talented iteration of this team in years? I mean, adding Saquon to that offense, pretty bananas.
It is. Yeah. I would say it's night and day better than last year. Like, they're just way more talented. Now, 2 years ago, they made the Super Bowl. They were really talented. But, guys, what's different is on defense, they were a little bit older. It was kind of like 1 year, 2 year guys, and you could tell it was going to flip over. This defense is young now. I mean, guys, I think we're going to have these Eagles Commanders big games that we might be doing these crossovers for a few years now, because the Eagles aren't going to go anywhere. I think you guys are set up now with a young quarterback and Quinn and Kingsbury if he stays. The Cowboys look like crap. The Giants are lost in the wilderness. So
Cowboys are crap.
They are terrible. Brian, they're terrible.
You're not going to get an argument
Hugh,
over
what's interesting about this team is they are talented. And, Hugh, I think the Eagles are set up for a while. I mean, these two young corners you're going to see tonight, one of which I believe you helped us get right in the draft with DeJean with the trade in the second round, these guys are really good. I mean, Quinyon Mitchell locks everyone down, and DeJean is
Look at the last name. What'd you expect?
Well, that's true.
We got the Creole. Yeah, Creole. I caught that.
Now, this is a very talented Eagles team.
No question.
Those linebackers are loaded, right? The Dean and Bond.
Yeah, Bond. You know what's funny? I mean, I know you know this, but he was a special teams player last year. He's an off the ball linebacker, and he's balling out there, man. We're gonna have to figure out because we up here for whatever reason we don't. There has been speculation, I should say, that we don't value linebackers.
Yeah, I think it's more reality.
It
goes back to 2000.
We're talking to Commanders. I didn't want to put Fannie Billings too far out there. But yeah, it's been speculation. that we don't value the linebackers. But still, he's been balling. No question about that. I have a question for you guys. What is the overall? Even I know you guys are winning right now, but what is the overall feeling about Dan Quinn and how he's been able to transform this team so far?
I don't think anybody's complaining about not getting Ben Johnson anymore. I think I talked with Adam Peters earlier this year, right, at the Super Bowl, and he was saying that all these coaches on this staff, and they have a loaded staff, they came because of Dan, not anything else anybody else put out. So a lot of times people look for the young, sexy thing. You got to find a motivator, you know. And right now in this day and age, you know it, Hugh, coaches don't have to be completely hands-on. You can get the right – they have to be more of like these CEOs where they oversee things. Mm-hmm. And Dan has done his motivational thing, got the right people in the right positions, and let them do their jobs, just like Big Red did.
Well, he's done – I mean, when they – it's funny you brought up the Ben Johnson thing because I thought that was the perfect fit, and then obviously he turned them down, and I was like, oh, you know, they're screwed. But it's worked out. So, guys, besides –
That's the story they put out. He probably was turned down before he put that message out there.
You're probably right about that. Maybe not. So guys,
JP wanted Ben Johnson. I wanted Dan Quinn.
All right, well, you're looking good right now.
I think DQ's done a great job. I think DQ has the team completely bought in. All I'm saying is they were on a flight to Detroit when he said, I'm not taking the meeting.
Yeah, so, because he already told me he wasn't going to get the amount of money he thought he was going to get.
That's a different matter. To suggest they weren't interested or something.
No, they were interested, but, you know, interested.
But it also doesn't matter.
He priced himself out of it. Then again, that's stupid. If you want to be a head coach, be a head coach.
I don't think he wants to. Seriously.
There's
stories out there now that maybe he's going to, you know, wait again. And he might not want to be. All right, guys, let me ask you this. We all see the Jaden Daniels thing.
Yes.
And obviously Dan Quinn is a motivator. And, you know, he's been head coach before. He's been the Super Bowl. I'm not surprised he's doing a good job. What else? Like, why has the turnaround happened so fast? Like, when I'm watching the game tonight, what am I looking for? Where else are they good? Or is this really just the quarterback carrying things?
Well, I think the quarterback is good. All right, he's proven what he is, and I think other people who they added onto this team has come in on the defensive side. They got more leadership. The offensive line is far better than what anybody thought.
Tyler Biadasz is the center they got for
badass in the middle. That's what we call him, badass. He's special.
He's changed a lot offensively. Yeah. The new ownership group really got their hands around the organization this offseason because they bought last year a week before camp opened and everything was kind of just a scramble drill. Like, the entire organization has changed so dramatically that kind of being there every day, you see it, you see the impact every day. But specifically on the field, I think just about every free agent move, and it's a ton of one-year deals for veterans, has hit. By Adam Peters. Yeah. You look at Dante Fowler, who's kind of a journeyman that's bounced around. He's got 8.5 sacks. He's top 5 in the NFL in sacks. He's been really good for them. Bobby Wagner, veteran, going to the Hall of Fame someday, but didn't have a really robust free agent market, has been fantastic for them. Players to watch tonight on the defensive side of the ball. Frankie Louvu was a free agent they signed from Carolina. He's a pass-rushing linebacker, but kind of does it all. This kid, Jeremy Chinn, if you go back to 2020, Jeremy Chinn was runner-up defensive rookie of the year. For his size, to have the speed he has, and he's kind of a box safety, he makes plays. Last week he had a pick, was in on a forced fumble. Chinn is all over the place. So their defense last year was dead last in everything. Yards allowed, points allowed, everything. They're not – a killer group right now, but they're now in the top 15 of just about everything. And I think a lot of that is better coaching and then bringing in some of these veteran free agents. The worry that Brian and I both have tonight, you guys saw they just traded for Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints. They need help on the edges at corner. Lattimore's not going to go tonight. AJ Brown has killed Washington since he's landed in Philly.
Yeah,
I worry about that matchup tonight.
Oh, he kills everyone. He's a great player. So what's the expectation with you guys then? Because our callers today, our audience, expects a win. Most people here are very confident. I have some nerves because I'm usually just a nervous guy. Hugh's confident. Like, is the Commander fan confident tonight, or is it almost like a hope that they could do something like this, come up here and win on a short week?
Most fans are confident. And I think when you get Brian Robinson in the field, they are very confident.
He's a difference maker, and they haven't had him for two games, and their time of possession and third down efficiency has really suffered as a result. Having him back tonight makes an impact. I think most Commanders fans are excited if they're not confident, if that makes sense. There's an entirely different feeling in Washington, and at its core is Jaden Daniels and the no fading Jaden movement.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's going to be fun. Listen, this was fun to have you guys on. Something tells me we're going to do this again because I think Eagles Commanders is going to be a thing now in the NFCs. It's remarkable. We haven't had both teams finish with a winning record since the 90s in the same season. That feels like it's about to change and change for a while. Guys, appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the rest of your show, and we'll catch up. I think that game in December is going to decide a lot, so maybe we'll talk then. Thank you, guys.
I think that's going to get flexed,
good, man.
Too.
So
have a good one.
Another prime time.
All right, Hugh.
That's
right,
a good guess. All right, there we go. There they go. J.P. Finley and Brian Mitchell, 106.7 The Fan, down in D.C.
We're still here. We're coming right back after this. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. That was a really fun segment with the WIP fellas, Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio. I hope I'm saying that right. Jeff, do you know how to say that? I think I got it. I enjoyed that. Now, I feel like a lot of Commanders fans got in their feelings a little bit about the Philly crowd making fun of the name and kind of just a general air of disrespect. Two things. One, they're Philly. What the hell do you expect? Two, making fun of the name is kind of funny. I don't even care because the name stinks. Three, you know the best way to shut them up? Win the game tonight. Here's a promise, because I've gotten this on Twitter, I've gotten this in texts, I've gotten this in the chat, people are saying this. If Washington wins, I think we should do that again before the Week 16 game against the Eagles regardless. If Washington wins this game tonight, we will effort, Jeff, and I don't know the engineering kind of acrobatics involved, the sex-robics, if you will, but we will effort to get those fellas back on and see what they have to say then. But we'll definitely do it before Week 16, a game I'm pretty sure is either going to get moved to Sunday or Monday night, by the way. So if you have tickets for that Eagles-Commanders game, be prepared to be up very late. What'd you think, Jeff? Was that harder, easier for you? Like, how is that from a work perspective for you?
Oh, it was cool, man. We've been connected since yesterday. Landini made sure some stuff was set up yesterday. Me and Kyle connected last night. So it was pretty cool, man. I'm looking
it's
forward.
It's just like potting up mics, right?
Yeah, basically? Yeah, just potting up mics, making sure everyone's in on time. It's all good.
I like fun. It. I thought that was fun, for sure. They didn't like when I brought up the Brian Johnson thing, a guy that completely got railroaded for something he didn't do wrong.
That
happens in the NFL, but what's that, Jeff?
I said I loved it because they was trying to go in on us at first. And when you shot that back at them, they needed that.
Yeah, man. It was prison yard. They were trying to establish dominance. We had to fight back. You know, it's awesome having this much juice for a night game. And I think it's only going to continue as this season goes on. So here's what we're going to do. We have Patrick Peterson joining us at 1 o'clock, an all-time great corner. It's going to be a lot of fun to talk to Pat Pete. So 1 o'clock on Thursday is generally when we do Bleep You Thursday. Today is a Thursday, but it's also a game day. So we got to kind of... You got to audible. Life's about evolution, right? So I'd like to offer, I suppose Jeff's in the big chair, so Heavy Metal Chris, hit the button. Oh. Was that on purpose, Jeff?
Yes, because I forgot to play it in, so I had to make sure we heard it.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. because Bleep You Thursday is obviously damn near a religious holiday in the DMV. Everybody gets their chance to speak to their fellow man about what is wronged, what is bothered, what has annoyed them. But I think we have a special Bleep You Thursday Philadelphia edition. So everybody can call in with their normal Bleep Yous. Phone lines are now open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. But particularly, if there's anything you don't like about Philly, now is the time to say it. Jeff, Chris, certainly the door is open here.
I got it.
Jeff wants to lead
off.
Ready. I'm proud of you, buddy.
First, bleep Philly for being the Eagles. Bleep them. Just because I don't like them. Bleep them for existing. Second, bleep them for taking B. Mitch from us. I want to keep my boy here, but thank y'all for giving him his money. But bleep them. Two, I want to bleep every Philly person who says cheese steaks are better than steak and cheese. That is absolutely false. If you want to go taste some seasonless beef on bread, that's when you go get a cheese steak. If you want something that's you want some savory beef on a nice warm roll with all the toppings, you go get a steak and cheese. That cheese steak crap is trash. I don't care who hates me. Cheese steaks are trash.
Okay. Jeff, I love the passion. I love where you're coming from. What the hell's the difference between a steak and cheese and a cheesesteak? Isn't it just vernacular?
No. There's a big difference. The taste is the difference, JP. Like I said, a cheesesteak is just with that cheese whiz that they put on there, overrated.
It's kind of banging.
It's but overrated.
That's fine.
Look, JP.
I'm not here to judge.
Look, get you a cheesesteak. Matter of fact, bring a cheesesteak from Philly.
Brought us one. It was awesome.
I'll send you the bread. Bring one here. I guarantee you, if I take you around my way and get you a nice steak and cheese from Jerry's, you will never eat a cheesesteak from Philly again.
I love you, Jeff. You know what? Because I'm just not going to engage on this topic. That's fine. your opinion, you are entitled to it. B, we're doing Bleep You Thursday. It's a special Philly edition.
All right.
We're encouraging everybody to call up and just say Bleep Philly for whatever they want to discuss. Everybody knows me.
So what did Jeff bleep?
He's very angry about cheesesteaks.
Jeff, I am too.
B might have just had to run upstairs because he's angry about a cheesesteak.
Oh, boy. That cheesesteak wouldn't sit well just now, Jeff.
Oh, man. Y'all Bro. Talking about me.
Oh, my Lord.
You know what I've learned, dude? You know how, like, whenever me and Landfill are steak and cheese, whatever the right term is, fans, right? And B is always like, nah, man, I'm out. Whenever we say that for lunch, he's like, nah, man, I'm out. I've learned why.
Yeah. I was hungry as hell. I just had one. I'm like, God. This is what I got to deal with every day. I don't ever want another one.
Jeff is starting a riot claiming that Jerry's subs and pizza. I love Jerry's. I'm cool with Jerry's subs and pizza.
Oh, no.
But Jeff says Jerry's subs and pizza
JP,
are better
JP,
than
JP, stop,
Philadelphia
stop,
cheesesteaks.
Stop. Not Jerry's subs and pizza. There's a difference between the food chain, Jerry's subs and pizza, and Jerry's, the Chinese carryout. That's where you go to any – matter of fact, go to any carryout in D.C. I guarantee you'll have a better steak and cheese than any cheesesteak.
I love little Chinese carryout cheesesteaks. Like, you don't have to preach to me.
I like the wings.
I lived on 8th Street before it was gentrified. Like, Danny's World's Greatest Cheeseburger. Like, I know what you're talking about. I just – of all the things I hate about Philadelphia, and it's a long list, cheesesteaks aren't on there for me is all I'm saying.
They're on there for me. Man,
Bill Burr famously hates Philadelphia. There is no city. The walk from the cigar bar back to the hotel is maybe 5 minutes. B, the walk last night to and from the bar.
Yeah, that's not far at all.
It's not far at all. You just constantly feel like you're going to get stabbed. It's well lit. This is a nice part of town. And you want to walk in the middle of the road because you just feel like every person might be on meth and they're going to stab you. That's my beef with Philly. So bleep you, Philly.
That's actually Hagerstown, Maryland.
To be honest with you. Damn, Hagerstown taking shrapnel.
I'm just saying, dog.
Is Chris using the Google Doc? Because that's what I have open. But regardless.
He's working on it now. He's working on it now. He don't
perfect.
Got that.
We got Rusty calling from Delaware.
What's up, Russ?
What up, Russ?
big game day here. And by the way, my bleep you is for the city of Philadelphia. Bleep you to Broad Street. Bleep you to Packer Avenue. Bleep you to the Philadelphia Phillies, Flyers, and most of all, the Eagles. And lastly, bleep you to Hugh Douglas for all that crap he was trying to pull when you guys had him on the phone. All I got to say is my teenage years, I could not stand Hugh Douglas. My heart was broken, Brian, when I saw you put on that jersey. All I got to say is I love the way you shut him down, JP, but bleep him for trying to start all that Commodore stuff. Let's go get this dub.
Thank you, Rusty. Appreciate you, buddy. Can I add one?
Go ahead.
Bleep you to Bryce Harper for pretending he loves this town. Because he doesn't. It's all an act. He uses two blow dryers on his hair every morning. It's all an act. Don't believe it. Bleep all that. No, but 13-year contract to Philadelphia sounds like a jail sentence. That does not sound like something people strive to get. Let me know about the phones, boys. I can't tell what's happening there. But, all right, our guy, Jupe on – Jeff, you just take the callers. Jupe on live four. Let's go.
Hey, listen, I missed that call. I was getting busy with work, but, hey, bleep them. Bleep Philly. Bleep Philly's cheesesteaks. Bleep the cheesesteak that be Miss 8 that's giving him the double guts. I hope he got that right, Miss. I hope you do. Bleep Meek Mills and Diddy because they're associated now. Bleep them all. Bleep Quentin Mitchell. They keep thinking they're going to shut down Terry. We all know what happens when he talk trash to Terry. That's when he gets scary. So if you don't know by now, you're about to find out tonight. And with him having Timothy Daniels back there, hey, it's on and popping, baby. Let's go.
Thank you, Juke.
Hold on. No.
I hope we get a call from Juke tomorrow.
Quinion came out and said something?
What's that?
He came out and said he's going to stop Terry?
Mitchell did?
That's what he just said. Because if he did,
it's the Eagles fans. Eagles fans keep saying, Mitchell about to shut him down. I'm like, okay, we about to find out tonight. Let's go.
I will be honest. I am really excited to watch Quinion Mitchell in person. In Indy last year at the Combine, there was real buzz about him. Obviously, he was a first-round pick. Saban said, once the portal and everything was going, that he tried to get Mitchell to come to Bama, and he turned him down just because I think he went to Toledo or something. I don't remember the small school he went to, but he wanted to stay loyal there. Mm-hmm. There aren't that many good, pure corners because the position is just so hard. But when you get to see a good one, it's cool to watch. Obviously, I hope he sucks tonight. But I am curious about his game in general.
All right. Well, I wanted to say something to Terry because I know Terry plays great then.
All right. Let's go to Justin on the line for a Bleep You Thursday.
What's up, Jess?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, guys?
Chilling.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been listening to this show for a long time, and at the end of it, I always hear that JP owes me a free beer, and I did some math. Been listening for 2 years. That's 522 days during the week, so he owes me 522 beers.
That's not how it works, sir. I'm sorry. You got to check with the legal. You got to check with the lawyers. It's I owe you a beer. It doesn't multiply. It's a beer.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm just messing. Yeah, thank you all. Great show.
All good. All right,
bro. Peace. You say it every day, so that means you owe him per day, JP.
Commander Hef via Twitter is asking for a favor, Brian.
What's that?
He wants to know if we could say bleep you to Zach Cadio, who's a huge Philly fan.
Bleep you, Zach Cadio.
Bang. Jeff, tell me who we got next.
Let's go to Jackson, Calvert County.
Jax, what's up?
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. HOF, future HOF, how you doing?
Doing good, brother.
Hey, I want to bleep Philly. And on everything, period. And JP, hey, you kind of a little negative on Jeff on the steak and cheese, man. You know,
I don't think I am. I'm just saying, cheesesteaks up here are still pretty good. Like, I hate this city. I hate coming here. One of my best friends moved up here. I hated having to visit him. This is not my kind of place. But the cheesesteaks are pretty good.
Yeah, we lost them.
All right,
let's go to Mary and Chevy Chase.
Mary,
what up, Mary?
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So basically, I was in Philadelphia 10 years ago for a work trip. The Philadelphia Flyers game just got out. I'm driving down the highway. Next thing I know, there's this car flying at me. Got hit by a drunk driver. My car flipped two times. Thankfully, there was a guardrail. I landed on a guardrail. My car was totaled, and I was hospitalized. And so bleep you, Philadelphia.
All wow, right. That's serious.
You got
business.
A real reason to bleep him.
Thank you, Mary, and I'm glad you're okay.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and guess what? I still have like PTSD from it, and I can't even drive on highways because I freak out anytime someone's merging because I keep thinking someone's going to hit me. So it's been terrible.
All right.
Mary, take care of yourself.
Hope you feel
better. Thank you for calling, and bleep you to Philly.
Yeah.
Stay off the roads, you drunks. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines remain open, 800-636-1067. Why Do You Hate Philly? Starring Bleep You Thursday. Patrick Peterson joins us at 1 o'clock. Shout out to Jeff for checking if me and B-Mitch said anything during the break when we didn't. And shout out to Jeff for playing the Bleep You Thursday music after we've done the segment. But
he said we were still here.
We're still here, so let's keep it going. I have no idea if there are callers. If there are, let's go to them.
Let's go.
Fire away, Jeffrey.
I was going to say, we got eight callers on the line. Let's start with Alex.
Let's go with it.
Alex from the stream.
What up, Alex?
What up, Alex?
Hey. What's up? I got to give a bleep you to everybody on Sundays from 12:30, from the time church gets let out to the 1 o'clock kickoff. You guys drive nuts. You guys make it like the Daytona 500. You guys go on the shoulders. You guys make it crazy. So bleep everybody with a car. Bye.
Why? Is he mad at people that go to church?
He bleeped everybody with a car.
Well,
he
bleep
just bleeped
too.
Everybody with a car.
I have a car. Wait a second. Is he bleeping me?
He bleeping everybody.
My guy Johnny Hecht says, bleep you to the Eagles head coach who acts like he's 17 and bleep you to the tush push. For everybody that said, talked about the tush push, you got to change the rules, this and that. Sure ain't as effective without Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like they had a Hall of Fame center and figured out the way to best use him.
Yeah.
I'm not getting involved here. I don't have a dog in the fight. But I need people to stop asking me about blue sky. Please.
What's blue sky?
I don't know. I guess they're trying to invent a new Twitter. Is that it? Bleep you, man. Just let me chill. Let me live. I'm trying to get through this Thursday night game. I got a very busy day. Are you on Blue Sky, Jeff?
I made a profile just because I wanted to see what it was like. I'm not going to be on that app like that.
Okay. Well, I only go where Jeff takes me. He's the Sherpa. Jeff, who's our next caller?
I kind of figure I know where this call is going to go, so I'm going to go with Big B in D.C.
Big B,
Big
what
B,
up?
Big B, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? So, first of all, I want to send a bleep you to this jerk that's called himself an Eagles insider that was on the Junkies this morning, Elliot Shore Parks. He's not an insider. He's a homer, and he just wants to be down. A nerd that never plays sports just wants to be down. So bleep him. And I think I'm going to have, for the first time ever on Bleep You, a Bleep You pardon. Ooh. I'm going to pardon Jeff Bleep You for once again standing me up at the game that we I'm going to give him a pardon, and the only reason why he's getting this pardon is because B. Mitch came out and waved that flag like that flag said something about his mama. So bleep you pardon to Jeff.
All right, gotcha.
yo, who sent us the video of you waving the flag? That needs to be made into a GIF on Twitter or Blue Sky, whatever you got, because B-Mitch was waving that thing.
They told me, wave it, go crazy, and I went crazy.
Put it in the group chat, JP. We're going to get that made.
I got to try to find it. All right, hit us with another caller, Jeff.
All right, let's go on down to Jarrah.
Jarrah, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Hey, listen, my blank use to both of your damn cities. I hate both of your asses. I hope you all get in there and kill each other. I can't stand anybody. I can't stand your fan base, the Commando Drunko or whatever the hell his name is, Commandant. Commandant my ass. How about this? I hope you all just kill each other. And then there's one, though, that has nothing to do with the game is mine. this multimillionaire C.D. Lamb crying about some damn sun glare? What the hell are you crying about? What if you were outside, you dumbass? My thing is this. Get some damn shoe polish, put the damn lines under your eyeballs, and quit excusing dropping the damn touchdown pass. Now, I hope to God...
I got to be honest with you. It sounds like Jerry's on edge. I think there's a lot going on in Dallas right now. I think Jerry's having a pretty tough time.
He got problems, dog.
He sounds on edge, to say the least. He sounds like you did moments before you decided to run up to your own bathroom.
Yeah.
Jeff, give us another one.
Let's go to Uptown Mo.
Right, Mo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up with y'all? Bleep Philly. What type of city has a trash receptacle right before you enter into the city? That's where their landfill is. Their houses are so small, you can go to the bathroom and touch each other. Houses. Bleep Philly for having cheese whiz on cheese steaks. Also, hey, newsflash, Rocky is a movie. You got a statue of a movie. He's not a real person, Philly. Rocky is not real, bro. You know what I mean? He also played in several other movies. So bleep Philly, and also bleep Joe Biden for reminding me of Weekend at Bernie's every time I look at him. That's what I got.
Oh, man.
Man, Joe trying to chill, man. And
By the way, when are we – now that – I'm not even going to ask. Jeffrey, do we have more callers?
We got five more.
All right, let's do it. Don't take any more, but let's run through these five. Everybody go quick. Jeff, just bring them up.
Dave and Reston.
Hey, how's it going, y'all? I don't hate Philly, the city. I've seen a great metal show up there. They've got some good stuff, but I do hate the Eagles, and I love to hate our division. And I just want to say, if they ever had realignment in the NFL, it would devastate me because I love to hate it.
All right, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Bye.
All right, guys. Next guy, Charlie in College Park.
All right, Charlie, what's up, brother?
Gentlemen, I got five quick ones. I know that's a lot. I got five because I had to add one because you let Gerald on here. In order of importance, from the least important to the most important. Number one, London Fletcher, shut up. You talk too much. Not after every play. Number two.
Fletcher's our boy, dude. Relax.
Yeah, I know. He's my boy, too. Great player, Hall of Famer, but not every play. Number two, the people who leave scooters and bikes in the middle of the street in College Park instead of parking them somewhere. If you're going to rent them, be responsible. Number three, Philly. After all these years and your reputation, why is nobody speaking up about the behavior in Philly? Bleep you big time. Number four, yeah, you guys let Jail on the air. Big bleep to you guys. I keep telling you, don't let that turkey on the air. You see how he is. And number five, and most important, and this goes for your two radio personalities on the fan, you doubting Terry McLaurin now, you blasted him earlier in the season for not getting open. When are you going to realize he's a top 10 or 15? I'm out.
Charlie, all fired up.
Yeah, we might have to have Charlie and Jarrell for a charity boxing match.
Yeah, let's do that. Also, you got the wrong show if you think people doubted Terry McLaurin. There may have been shows, but it wasn't the one on in the middle of the day. Now,
let's go to
please.
Dom in D.C.
Dom, what up?
What's up, buddy?
B. Mitchell family, what's good with y'all? Hey,
good,
first
brother,
of all, man, let me run it down. Bleep you to whoever that was y'all talked to earlier, that supposedly silly radio personality. Man, bleep you to Rocky. Bleep you to Buddy Ryan.
Rocky,
bleep you to Randall Cunningham. Bleep you to Jalen Hurts. Saquon Barkley. Brown. All of them. We going
like
to see about
call.
Them tonight.
All right, bro.
Mad at Rocky and Randall. That's deep. Deep cuts. I like
yes.
it. All right. What, we got two more here?
Yep. Garrett in D.C.
Garrett, you there?
Garrett,
what's up, brother?
Hello?
Garrett, what's up?
Garrett or Gary, we're about to hang up.
No, this is Terrence.
Terrence, what's up?
Great job, Jeff.
No,
Terrence McClaris.
I did not put his call in.
What's up, Terrence?
That was heavy metal.
Fire away, buddy.
All right. Bleep you to the Philadelphia Smeagles, the Lords of One Ring. look, they got a lot of arrogance for all the little success that they've had. The city smells terrible. Their accents are horrible. You walk around, you step on needles. Their transit system's named SEPTA. I mean, the city's disgusting. We hate them. Let's go, Skins. Hail.
I like that.
All right, brother.
Damn. All right. City stinks.
Last but not least, we have Tonic in Waldorf.
Tonic? What's up, Tonic?
Where's Jen?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, JP, I'm with the Big Ear Club too, bro. So I'm on your side, man.
Gives a lady something to hold on to, buddy.
Hey, that's only part of the. Hey, you know what? That's not why I called, JP. Stop, man. Hey, look. look. Hey, I held on to this for over a year, y'all. I've been listening. I've been holding on to this for over a year, man. I got season tickets. I've been in that stadium ever since the inaugural game against the Cardinals with the Westbrook catching the corner in the end zone. Man, last year, these wet kitten Philly fans got me kicked out of my season seat for whistling outside at a football game. And then, on top of that, I'm going to give a double bleep you to the ignorant security guards that did the escorting me away from my seat. So the whole city can, you know where the bleep goes after that. Hey, y'all, love y'all. Have a good one.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Appreciate you, buddy. We got a break. Patrick Peterson joins us next.